table normally out?
No.
No.
We do that for you.
Why?
So you can put the chair and put your foot up.
Oh, I'm not putting... I guess I should put my foot up, huh?
I mean, you don't need to. You can live your life.
I could put my foot up. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. That's why the chair is there.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for thinking of me.
You're welcome. I try to be accommodating.
Yes.
Warmest regards.
Warmest regards.
Yeah, actually, I am going to turn.
Okay.
This is a great start for this.
I mean...
Whatever.
It is Sunday morning-ish.
No one, we're not forcing anyone to listen to this. That's my attitude today. Not forcing anyone to listen. Okay, I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Situating myself.
Okay. So what's new? Boot life.
Boot life sucks.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You're going to have, like, some massive guns.
Yeah, I told you earlier, like, I'm going to go home and rest the rest of the day so that I can, go get my teeth cleaned tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Your right leg is going to be super buff.
You know, I think, so at home, I use a scooter and I put, like, so my knee rests on it, you know?
Yeah.
And, I feel like that thigh is getting just as much of a workout.
Okay.
Because then I'm putting all my weight on the scooter side, and I'm holding myself up, so my hips are freaking killing me.
Oh, no.
And Greg's worried that I'm going to have, like, a secondary injury from, like, overuse.
Straining or overuse, yeah.
So, like, as of right now, my hands hurt super bad from the crutches.
Well, because you were saying that your foot was clenched, too.
Yeah, that is... getting better, because at
good.
Night or when I'm at home, like, I'm gonna work on a puzzle today.
Yeah,
that's my goal, big goals. I'll have my foot up and I'll take my boot off and I can kind of, like, air out my foot.
Yeah.
And if it's swollen, like, Greg gave me a foot rub last night and he just doesn't touch, there's like a half dollar size spot, like, don't touch that area.
The no-no zone.
Yes. But it, like, pushes the fluids out.
Yeah.
If you get swollen. Well, now both my feet get swollen because the one is pushing me around on the scooter.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's okay. It'll be over in a month and a half.
Yeah. So then that was another thing. I went to the podiatrist, and he was kind of rude. Like, I didn't like him. He wasn't, like, personable.
Oh.
So I didn't really ask him any questions. Took my boot off. He looked at the x-ray. He looked and, like, there's no bruising left or swelling. So he's like, that's good. But then at that point it had been 2 weeks. And then he says, okay, what did he say? 3 more weeks, non-weight bearing, and then 2 more in the boot.
Okay.
So he gave, but that, like, signed me on for, like, more time.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I would have the boot on for 6 weeks. Boom. Be done.
Be done.
But no. 7 weeks. And I was hoping I'd be able to, like, put weight on it, you know, in, like, 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
I didn't ask him any questions.
You did break a bone. And I hear that bones take a while to heal.
No, you're
not at all.
Misunderstood that. My bones need to heal at twice the speed.
You have, like, Deadpool body structure heal.
Wolverine. I need it to heal up because I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. However, I'm trying to make the best of it.
Yeah.
But it does suck that I'm going to have to go home and rest because my body is sore from, like, using the crutches. At home, like, we watched the movie in the basement last night.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't even try to crutch down the stairs. I just scoot down on my butt.
Yeah.
It's pointless.
Yeah.
And then I use my crutches in the basement.
I didn't even go down. Like, I went down to the basement to see if it was messy when I housed that for you, and it wasn't.
No.
It wasn't bad.
I haven't been down there. Well, I guess I did. This is why I'm so sore, because I'm determined to do things and not just lay around like a lump.
Yes.
So, when I got back from North Carolina, I did laundry. Like, I scooted down the stairs and, like, scooted all through the house. On my scooter, but on my butt. And was doing laundry. And then I was hauling the full laundry basket up the stairs.
How do your dogs like you being on their level all the time?
They love it. I get so many kisses right directly in my eyeballs.
Cooper freaks out if, like, I'm, like, laying on the floor, like, stretching or doing whatever. He's like, oh, my God.
This is the best. Yeah. Oh, North Carolina was fun.
Good.
I had a good time.
I'm glad you had a fun time.
Getting there was stressful.
Yeah.
It was a week after I broke my foot.
Yeah.
So I basically laid in bed for, like, a week. And then it's like, okay, we'll get on a plane. Fly to North Carolina, drive for 6 hours to the Outer Banks. By the time we got there, I was just wrecked.
Exhausted.
I was so tired. So we got through that. But once that was done, it was fine.
Yeah.
Amanda was a huge help because she's like, load my scooter in and out of the car. Yeah. Getting my crutches. And Nicole's parents, too.
She's good people.
Were great because they... I don't know. They're just super helpful. And they had food for us. And
good.
So that was fun. And then night before, we were in Houghton. That was fun. That hotel.
I saw pictures. Mm-hmm.
You should look up that hotel because, one, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
But then down in the basement, they have, it's the counting room, but it's like a little, like, speakeasy type bar.
Do they have mocktails?
Yes, they do.
Oh, I love that.
They do. I didn't read the description, but the menu is like a leather binder. And then all
how
of
classy.
Their cocktails are like whatever made there, or, you know, like made up there. But one thing I didn't like is they had gin and, like, bourbons, but they didn't have vodkas.
Ooh, that's weird.
Yeah, but that's just, like, how they run the place. I don't know. But, because I wanted a White Russian really bad, because I wanted, like, a dessert tea type thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, we can't do that. But then they had eggnog. Like, alcoholic.
Oh.
And it came in this, like, tall glass, like, a long-stemmed glass. The little cup at the top. Mm-hmm. It was very beautiful. Yeah, it's very, like, Christmassy.
One of my friends last year for our New Year's Eve party brought over alcoholic eggnog for people. Lindsay.
Was I here for that?
You were here for a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that was pretty tasty. But the hotel was cool. We ate at the library. And, I mean, you saw the pictures.
Yeah.
Do you have makeup on?
I do, because we have some running around to do this afternoon. So my eyebrows and a little bit of mascara.
Do you have blush on?
I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking and I was trying to figure out, like, what was going on. Because I didn't do anything. I'm in my sweatpants.
That's okay.
But I did a roll and go this morning.
Yeah.
Because I have no energy.
Yeah, we have some shit to do today. Like, we have to pick up groceries. And then Hayden has a team dinner for hockey. And then Bree and Abby are coming over.
For what? Just to hang out?
Just to hang out. They're crocheting, and I'm just hanging out with them.
Why don't you crochet? You know how, don't you?
I know basic crocheting, but they make, like, animals. And Bree is making a baby quilt, and...
I mean, you could do, like, all the blankets I've made are just single crochet. They're nothing fancy.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I told Amanda that I'd make her one.
Yeah.
Because I made one for Nicole a million years ago, and it's still, like, laying on her bed.
Mm-hmm. I still use the one that you made. For my birthday.
That's
Nicole's, like, 10 years ago.
Similar colors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe I'll make one for Mike and Lori for a thank you for...
Oh, that'd be fun.
Letting us stay there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Your cats are going crazy.
They just, yeah.
So North Carolina was fun.
Cool.
Trip to the Keweenaw was fun. I'll Venmo you. It's like $30.
Cool. That's fine.
Okay.
What? It was more like, I know that you said that you would pay me, but I don't know if that was factual or not.
No, I read your message, and I like laughed about it, because I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot that I said I would.
Yeah. I didn't eat anything. I thought about eating the oatmeal cream pie ice cream.
That shit is so good.
Is it good?
Yeah. Fuck.
But I was already, like, cozy in bed, and I had already let the dogs out for, like, their last time. Yeah. And Ziggy was, like, sleeping across me with his mouth open, so I was just like, okay.
Ziggy is the best little snuggler.
This is where I live now.
We've been eating in bed, so you're fine,
too. Perfect.
Yeah, you could have definitely had a bowl of ice cream in bed, because since I haven't been able to get downstairs, like, typically we eat in the living room, or we eat in the basement. Mm-hmm. Kitchen, table, or basement. And, you know, because if Greg gets home, we're like, let's just sit down and watch TV while we eat dinner.
Yeah.
Well, now we don't do that.
Because you have a TV in your bedroom now for the time being.
For the time being. Mm-hmm. Did you see the metal owls?
I did.
Aren't those cute?
Those are super cute.
We don't get any light in our bedroom, so I ordered plastic plants, mm-hmm. like fake plants. So I'm going to do plants on the shelves. The candles need batteries, but they're remote.
There's yeah. Like a little remote that's for. What ours are, too.
So cool. So yeah. I'm going to have fake plants and those two metal owls and candles on the shelves.
Fancy.
I know. Mm-hmm. I want to, like, do more, like, have more stuff up.
Yeah.
Like, in our bedroom. Mm-hmm. And now that we painted it and I have that new duvet cover and the rug.
It's super cute.
It's not just, like, the place we sleep. It's actually like a cool
yeah area. That's what I wanted for our bedroom too. I yeah. wanted it to be like cozy and stuff.
It's super cozy. I'm yeah. wondering if I'll like the dark color in the summertime though, but maybe
just lighten the curtains.
Yeah, I could put like sheer mm-hmm. like white sheer curtains up.
Yeah.
What yours are yellow, don't
mine
you?
Are yellow curtains. But they're blackout curtains.
That's what mine are too.
Yeah.
So when you, if they're like really closed tight, it's dark.
It
in
is
there.
Dark.
Our bedroom's a cave.
It's magical.
I love it.
Yeah.
You can sleep all day.
Except when like, when like Max or Parker come in and like.
Oh, the dogs do that too.
Open the curtains. Like, yo, what's up out there?
Ruby will lay on Greg's side of the bed and like poke the curtains open yeah. with her nose. So that
well,
she can
the fence,
out.
Our wooden fence goes along our back, like the side of our house.
Okay.
And little chippies will run across and the
good
cats like freak the fuck out. Anyway.
Anyway. yeah.
Let's
that was a nice catch up.
Let's avoid a 25-minute intro.
You know this one. You know what? Like I said, nobody has to listen. Actually, Amanda and John now have both said, like, sometimes I just listen to the intro to like catch up. I feel like I'm caught up on your life.
That's true.
Yeah. Because oh, Amanda nice. Was like, oh, your sister is in grad school and, like, asking all these questions. Like,
that's amazing.
Yeah. So that was the Aaron and Chelsea catch-up.
Woo! Hello, everyone. This is Chelsea.
this is Aaron. What is wrong with
I
you?
I don't know.
Way to throw everything off. Okay, continue.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. I forgot how we do this. Wow. On this week's episode, we're going to Wisconsin in Dawn of the Dead 2004.
Good job.
Thank you. I don't know what. Anyway, it's an hour and 41 minutes long. If you watched the uncut or the director's cut unedited, it's about 2 hours.
Oh, shoot. I wonder which one I watched.
I watched the uncut version.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You probably have the uncut version, I imagine.
Sure.
Yeah. You can find it on Stars if you're subbed, and then Apple for $3.99.
I think it's on Amazon too.
Amazon Prime too. Yep. Yeah. It's directed by Zack Snyder, which you can tell watching this. Oh my God, that Justice League Zack Snyder cut is like 4 hours long. Who has time for that? Nobody.
Nobody.
Anyway. It's written by George A. Romero, who wrote the original and directed the original and all that stuff, and James Gunn. It stars Sarah Polley as Anna. She was in The Adventures of Baron Munchausen.
Was she the little girl?
She was the little girl.
Oh, weird.
I know. And Splice, which is a fucked up science fiction movie, but pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm kind of skimming because I don't want to go through the entire cast because there are a lot of people.
I would just do the main.
Yeah. Jake Weber as Michael. He was in Medium and 13 Reasons Why. Ty Burrell as Steve, Modern Family,
yeah,
and a few other things, but mainly Modern Family. Mekhi Phifer as Andre. He was in ER and 8 Mile. And I think that's all I'm going to do, because if you get into everybody else, there's just...
Ving Rhames.
Ving Rhames is in it. He plays Ken, Pulp Fiction, Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would, yeah, that's
I good. I think that's good. That's good.
There's more characters, but those are the...
It's a pretty good cast.
Who plays CJ? Sorry.
That's
I like,
okay.
I like him, too.
I do, too.
Just read the characters that I like.
Michael Kelly. He's in Jack Ryan, and Now You See Me.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I like him, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I started out hating him, and then I grew to love him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is one of my favorite movies.
It's one of mine, too. 100%. Or Train to Busan, which yeah, we have to do, but I'm always nervous about the pronunciation of names.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You could probably... The main characters in that, you could probably...
There are like five.
Look up interviews.
Yeah.
That's how I learned to say people's
names. And write it down phonetically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I saw this in the theater with Greg and Adam. And mm-hmm, they were both drunk.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. I think I didn't even sit with them. I think they sat.
Yeah. I saw this in the theater with Jeff. And the next scene, he was like, I don't know if I can sit through this movie. And I was like, well, I'm not leaving. So
you can go sit in the car.
You can go sit in the car, baby pants.
Yeah. Get some candy. Go sit in the car. Mm-hmm. So it starts out with the main character, Anna, leaving work. She works at the hospital. She's a nurse. Everything seems relatively normal at this point.
Yeah.
She had questions about a patient that was admitted for like a bite, and it sounded like a bar fight type yeah, thing. And then they were in the ICU.
Yeah.
Like, going downhill super fast, mm-hmm, just on her shift. The doctor kind of questions it, too. Once again, she talks to one of the other nurses. She's trying to get out of there. Just typical.
Yeah.
She gets home. Her husband's in bed.
And she doesn't listen to the news on the way home, either?
No.
Of course not.
She doesn't listen to the news, because she gets out at night, right?
She gets out at 7.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some sketchy things when she leaves the hospital, like an ambulance sitting there with the door open. But, one of the medics is like...
having a cigarette.
Yeah. Just, yeah. So there's kind of some weird things, but she drives home, doesn't listen to the news, gets in bed, watching TV. This is one... at least they had a good last night together.
They did.
Yeah.
There's shower sex.
Yeah.
There's probably a good meal, maybe some wine.
Something.
Hanging out. It's date night.
Date night. Well, the tables turn really fast.
Oh, my. Do they ever? They don't watch the nightly news, because why?
They don't watch the news.
Mm-mm.
Because they're relaxing. They don't want the stress.
Yeah.
So they wake up to the next door neighbor. What are you doing? Are you sniffing my boot, you freak? I would not get close to that thing. It stinks.
Parker.
He made the stinky face. Like the open mouth smell.
Mm-hmm.
It probably also smells like a billion cats. Anyway. They wake up to the neighbor girl, who's probably 10.
Vivian?
Mm-hmm. She's probably younger.
And what makes me sad about this is that, like, the doctor that saw the patient was just on the phone with one of his buddies, like, yeah, we'll tee off at 9. I'll meet you at the course tomorrow. Anna sees Vivian rollerblading in the street the night before. And yeah, Anna's just like, yeah, like, I'll come out tomorrow after work and we can, like, skate around and stuff. It just makes me sad. But
yes. Mm-hmm. Very sad. So the bedroom doors open, and they see Vivian in her jammies. Well, Anna's husband kind of sits up and, like, looks, and you know, waking up to that. And he's like, oh, you know, what happened? And she walks into the light where he can see her better, and her face is all fucked up.
Fucked up. Oh, my God. The first 5 minutes of the fucking movie.
Just jumps right into it. Well, he jumps out of bed, runs over to her. Oh, my God, you know, what happened? Are you okay? And she's not saying anything. Well, then she turns and, like, takes a huge chunk out of his neck.
Oh, yeah, and you fucking see it.
It is.
It's great.
Disgusting. So he's, then all of a sudden, Anna's up, like, she kicks.
Nurse mode.
Vivian out of the room, mm-hmm. shuts the door, trying to take care of her husband. And he's blood spurting everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And she's panicking. She picks up the phone to call 911.
Obviously,
it's not working. And he dies, like, right in front of her. But he's only dead for a minute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This part blows my mind. Like, it just blew my mind the first time I saw it.
I know.
Because it's so intense. So she's, like, doesn't know what to do. She's kind of panicking. And her husband gets up off the bed in the background.
Ah!
Yeah. So then he turns, and she's just, like, on it, quick thinking, grabs her keys.
She's really good at that last
because
minute.
She grabs the keys and then, like, kicks the table at him because he's going after her.
Yeah.
She gets into the bathroom. This part also just makes me cringe when she falls backwards into the tub.
I feel like she would have been, like, knocked out or something, but maybe it just kind of dazed her.
Well, it doesn't really. She hits her head, but it doesn't look like. It's mostly her back.
Yeah.
Because she falls backwards into the tub, like, escaping.
Mm-hmm.
Which. No, there's a shower curtain. I was thinking, wasn't there a clear shower door?
But the shower curtain. Mm-hmm.
So she falls back into the tub. Her husband is, like, breaking down the door.
Yeah.
And she gets out the window, like, in the nick of time.
Yeah.
As he's, like, almost grabbing her.
If they only would have locked the doors at night.
That's true.
The door was wide open when she, like, gets down to her car.
That's a good question, because how did Vivian open the door?
Ooh. Because they can't open. They're not, no. like...
No. So how did she...
They're fast zombies, but they're not, like...
I mean, maybe...
Maybe.
No.
It's zombie logic, right?
They can't open doors.
It never makes sense.
Anyway, she gets to her car... In the street, it's total chaos.
It's like a video game. It's the start of, like, I don't know.
It is very similar. She gets in her car. The neighbor across the street's threatening her with a gun. He gets smoked.
Fucking chaos.
Yeah. He gets smoked by an ambulance, right?
Yeah. Shit's on fire. Yeah. Like, ooh.
So I don't know where she thinks she's going, but she just drives
out of there.
She drives out of her neighborhood. Then you see, like, top view of her car, like, kind of country roads, and a car smashes into another car, into a gas station.
I really like, because she's listening to the news, too, and they talk about, like, Racine County and stuff like that, like, actual counties in Wisconsin, which I'm like,
because this is nice. This is set in Milwaukee.
Okay.
So it seems to me like the hospital that she works at is in Milwaukee, and then she kind of lives in, like, those suburbs.
Yeah, which we'll talk about at the end of the movie, because we have issues.
Yeah. I know exactly what it is.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is one of your worst, your scary scenes.
I hate it so much. I hate the idea of being trapped somewhere and having people attack you and bite you and stuff.
Yeah, so she, she sees an ambulance, and...
It's a bus. It's the back of a bus. Mm-hmm.
I thought for sure it
was Milwaukee Transport.
That makes sense. Yeah. And someone's getting attacked. Like, there's someone alive in there, and they're getting attacked. Then somebody tries to steal her car.
Yeah.
And so she's, like, driving, kicking this person. She's still in her pajamas. She's got no shoes on.
She ain't got no shoes.
So she gets away from the guy, but as she's, like, speeding away from this whole fucking chaotic scene, she goes off the road and crashes her car.
Yeah.
Which she's really lucky that she didn't get bit while she was unconscious.
Because there's a lot of chaos happening, yes, like not that far away from her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then it comes into like the intro. Like the intro credits.
It's a wonderful intro.
Yeah. Some Johnny Cash is playing. Yep. And then there's news footage.
Yep.
Like blips of news, just like chaos. Which I wonder if it's like other movies where they use actual
footage.
Like riot footage.
And then some footage, like the guy talking outside like the Capitol or whatever, was filmed for the movie.
Yeah. So it's kind of a mix.
It's kind of a mix.
Oh yeah, where they're like, there's like the shootout in front of the
White House or whatever. Like the Secretary of Defense or whatever is doing the speech where it's just like, are they dead? We don't know. Are they alive? We don't know.
I thought that was when they get to the mall.
Was it?
It might be then.
Ooh, it might be then.
Anyway.
Do you remember when Dad shaved his head and was listening to the song on the 4th of July when he was drunk?
I shaved Dad's head.
You shaved Dad's head.
Yeah. Because I'm all about supporting people's drunk life choices.
Yeah, so a little sidestep. We used to throw like banger 4th of July parties, and my dad would get real looped up and he wanted to shave his head. So my sister was like, okay.
I support this.
So we sat on his bike and Johnny Cash was playing and Aaron shaved his head.
That's one of my favorite pictures of Dad is he's sitting on his motorcycle. Flipping off the camera with a shaved head.
Yeah.
Did you know that Greg was going to publicly propose to me and then Dad shaved his head and like made it like didn't. So Greg didn't propose to me then.
I didn't know that.
He proposed to me that night.
I do remember that because I was sleeping on the couch and you guys walked in.
Yeah.
And I listened, but I had a few beers too. So I just like went to bed.
But yeah, so Greg was going to propose to me like at the party and then Dad got drunk and wanted to shave his head.
Made a spectacle.
So then that was the spectacle. So then Greg waited until that night.
You told me about it the next day.
Yeah. Anyway, that was the same night.
Fun.
Because that was when you were dating Dick because he was out in the barn doing shots with us.
Yeah.
He might have been the first person that we told.
Yeah.
Because I think he was still awake.
Anyway. He probably would have been, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, where am I at? Okay. So, she gets in the car accident, Anna, and then Ken finds her, who's a police officer.
Mm-hmm. Of course. He's a fucking police officer.
Yeah.
In everything he's in.
I mean,
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they meet up. He's got a shotgun and he's kind of like leading the way. She's following along. And then that's when they run into Michael, Luda, and Andre.
Yeah.
Andre's a questionable character.
Yeah, I think he has a shady past.
A little bit.
Because it is talked about with Ken.
It comes up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They decide that they are going to go to the mall.
Yeah.
To hide out.
Originally, Ken wanted to go where the
Fort Pastor,
where the three of them were kind of like coming from. They didn't go there, but they had kind of like been in the area. And Michael was just like, you don't want to go that way. Like, we just tried back when there were eight of us. And I was like, oh, God.
Oh, that was so, yeah, that's such a scary line.
Yeah.
When they're breaking into the mall. Like, just, this was just shocking when I saw it. The one-armed zombie.
Yes.
That is booking it after them.
Yes. We've talked about this before.
Real amputees. For the movie.
Yeah, it's super cool. And there is one later on, too.
Yeah.
Yep. That guy is a marathon runner, too.
I think I knew that.
We've talked about this movie a lot, even before we decided to do this over the years.
Over the years, yeah. they are checking out the mall. There's a big fountain in it.
Mm-hmm.
Typical mall water feature. They are kind of investigating the place.
Mm-hmm.
Michael goes into a sporting goods store that's unlocked.
Yeah.
Everything is pretty much locked up. It's still early in the morning.
Yeah.
Mike hears something, and then he kind of reevaluates his weapon because he had a crowbar.
Yeah.
And then he takes a croquet mallet.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yep.
He ends up wrestling around a zombie janitor.
Who's fucking huge.
Who's huge.
Yeah.
And he obviously kills him. Or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Kills the zombie. Now, Ken and the two gals are hanging out with Ken at the fountain, and Ken gets attacked by somebody. Mm-hmm. Now, as they're wrestling around, as Ken is, like, fighting this zombie, who's one of the mall security guards.
Yeah.
He cuts his arm really bad on the fountain.
Yes.
And this was one of those things where you're like, would he be contaminated because he's in the water with the zombie? And the zombie blood.
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I wondered about that. Now, they get in the elevator. They go to the second level, I'm assuming, to, like, get, you know.
And you see Luda put her shirt sleeve down.
Yes. I mean, that comes out pretty quick.
What's God, going on that's there? That's awful.
Now, the mall cops, there's three of them, they stop them as soon as they get out of the elevator.
Ugh.
And
CJ Terry, and then I can't remember the other one.
It's like Brett or Bart or something like that.
Bart. I think it's Bart.
They take their guns, and I feel like Michael is just really good at quietly manipulating people.
See, I wrote this down, too. I was like, was he like a hostage negotiator or a counselor or something?
No.
It's fucking wild.
He sells TVs.
I know.
He works at Best Buy.
He must do a really good job.
Because he's like, we just need to stay for a little while. We're going to move along. Like, talks to them really nicely. And then they get let in.
Yeah.
Now, they stop and watch the news.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's when it's like, are they alive? We don't know. Are they this? We don't know. And it's just like question after question.
Yeah.
To whoever he is, scientist. And then like, we don't know what the fuck's going on. Tom Savini has a little cameo.
Oh, Tom Savini.
Mm-hmm. He gets interviewed and he tells them, you know, that you have to shoot him in the head and then burn them.
Yeah.
So like, that's how you take him out.
Yeah.
This is when Luda's bite is revealed.
Is it a bite or a scratch?
Well, he says
something like...
He says something like, you're lucky that he didn't take your whole arm off or something like that.
Okay. I thought it was just a scratch. That's why I was like, oh yeah, scratches in this, I think, do it too. But maybe it is a bite.
I think it's a bite because when she's like, gross...
You see the bite.
I think you see the bite mark.
Because I know in Resident Evil, it scratches and bites, but this, it might just be a bite.
I wonder what it is. In Walking Dead, I think it's also scratches. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe it has to be a bite.
Can you imagine? You would have to wear, like, leather everything if you were fighting, or, like, cloth and stuff so that you didn't get scratched.
That reminds me of World War Z when he takes magazines
and puts it
them over his arms.
Because World War Z, it is just bites.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Have we done World War Z?
We have. Mm-hmm. Because we talked about the book and the movie.
Oh, yeah. Max Brooks is credited in the little extra Andy's story.
Oh.
He's credited in that, and I don't know why. I didn't, like, look into it, really.
That's cool.
Did you watch... That was, like, an extra on the DVD, I think.
I'll take a look at it later.
It's cool, but yeah. It's the timeline of when it starts. So this goes on from like May, beginning of May to like beginning of June.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you because that's the timeline.
Okay.
But it has Andy's, like he videos himself.
Oh, no, I have watched that before.
Okay.
Because he like gradually gets more emaciated looking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And his fish, he has a pet fish named Ariel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Oh, I said Michael's the CJ whisperer because he, CJ's in charge. He's like the head mall cop. And then two younger 20s-ish guys work for him.
Yeah.
Maybe even late teens.
Terry might be like 19 or 20.
Yeah.
He's young.
And Michael sets him down and is like, well, I'm sure you've already thought of this, but, you know, we should really secure the doors and, you know, maybe put something on the roof to say there's survivors inside. But he says it like, I know you've already thought of this, but we will help you do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this, the way he words it, then, you know, CJ's sitting there for a little bit and he's like, okay, this is the plan. This is what we're going to do. And
yeah.
like puts everybody to work.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty clever.
Yeah.
Now, while they're out painting the roof, that they're telling them there's survivors inside, they also see Andy on the roof. And Andy is, I'm assuming, the owner of...
Andy's Gun World.
Of Andy's Gun World.
Yes. I think it's a safe bet.
I think he's the owner. And he's on his roof across, kind mm-hmm. of diagonal from them, across the street. And they have whiteboards, and they start writing back and forth
yeah.
to each other. While all this is going on, a military helicopter goes over. So they mm-hmm. think, oh, we're saved.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
Negative goose.
Mm-hmm. Now, CJ locks them up in one of the stores at night.
Like a bedding store or something.
Yeah, it's like a Bed Bath & Beyond.
God.
Like,
so I don't...
He locks him up
because I don't want you
stealing things.
I don't want you running around, breaking shit, and stealing stuff. Who cares? Nobody cares.
It's the end of days. Like, I mean, he gets over that.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're watching the news that night, and that's the televangelist.
Yep.
That says, when there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Ken Forhey.
Love that guy.
Love him. Mm-hmm.
Now, in the morning, the mall, like, everything's on timers. So 8 a.m., all the lights come on, the music comes on. Terry's the newest guy. Greg and I still say this line.
I do, too.
So they're debating, like, who's going to go make the coffee? Who's going to do this and that? And they're kind of arguing about it. And Bart says to Terry, shit rolls downhill.
Yep.
And yeah, I say that.
Yep.
Do you ever say that to the kids?
No.
That would be fucking hilarious. If you're like, yeah, you guys need to go rake the yard. And they're like, why do we have to do that? And you're like, because shit rolls downhill. You go do it. Now, I'm glad that Terry was the one that went, though, because Anna's like, the bathroom in here is fake. Let us out.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I don't know. I should talk to CJ. And she's like, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, you are right here. Mm-hmm.
Now, he lets him out. They go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Whatever. Now, Terry goes to the control room, I'm assuming, to turn off the music. While he's in there on the security cameras, he sees a truck, like a moving truck.
Yeah.
That's smashing through the zombies coming to the store.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, arguing about letting the people in, not letting the people
yeah.
in, helping them, they overthrow CJ.
I really like it that CJ is just like, how can you tell they're not infected? And Anna's just like, well, for one thing, they're driving a truck.
And they're shooting guns.
And they're shooting guns.
And I thought it was cool, too, how when CJ and Bart are overthrown, Terry is all, like, with the rest of the group.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He's like, has a gun, and he's like, okay, well, now the gun's on you guys. Fuck you.
Yeah.
But he, like...
He's a nice guy.
He's a nice kid, you know? Mm-hmm. He feels sympathy for these people.
Yeah.
Now, the truck backs up to a loading door. I think when I was listening to the director's cut of, like, the... like, a few of the scenes, this was, like, the buddy cop. Like, Andre and Michael are, yes, like, they both have guns. They're like, what do? We open this door, open that door. I just wrote, I love Steve, because as soon as he gets in that building, he's, like, Mr. Attitude.
Oh, my God. There's a lot of attitude being thrown around. Like, at one point, Ken, Michael, and Andre are all together, and Michael is just like, okay, well, we need to come up with a plan. This is, like, earlier. And Andre is just like, what did you do for a living? And Michael's just like, well, I sold TVs. And Andre looks at Ken and is just like, oh, how do you feel about being bossed around by somebody that used to sell TVs? And Ken is just like, the same way I'd feel if somebody who stole TVs was bossing me around. And there's a lot of, like...
He says, Andre says, like, oh, how do you feel being bossed around? And then, yeah, Ken goes, well, better than I would feel being bossed around by someone who steals them.
Yeah. So and there's a, like, lot of, yeah.
Now,
but, yeah, Steve is full of the sass.
He's super sassy, and I, like, love to hate him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the first time I saw this, I'm like, I hope he dies right now. But now, watching it for the 50th time.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
It's so weird.
I like his attitude.
Mike watched this with me, and Mike was just like, it's so weird seeing him in this role and then in Modern Family, because he's, like, one of the nicest people on Modern Family.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I like him on Modern Family a ton.
Acting.
Yeah. Now, there's a small group of people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, less than 10 people that come in this group. Ken finds out that Fort Pastor does not exist, and that's where he was trying to get to be with his brother.
Yeah.
And he's like, Ken says something like, is everyone there dead? And Steve's like, well, if you mean fall down and then get back up again.
And then start. And then everyone's just started eating each other.
Yeah. If that's what you mean.
Then yes.
But he still has faith. He still thinks his brother's alive. And he talks to...
Norma.
Norma,
mm-hmm.
Who's driving the truck.
Yep.
And... they talk, he wants to take the truck and try to get to Fort Pastor, doesn't think there's going to be enough gas, and that's when Michael kind of talks him out of it, like, there's people here that need you.
Yeah.
Like,
for
don't
sure.
go risking it. Well, then they tell Andy that Fort Pastor's gone. And I like Andy's response, so what's the bad news?
Yeah, right.
Because now they're, you know.
Yeah. So there's Norma. There's a dad and daughter team. The daughter is Nicole. There's an older guy that used to play the organ at a church.
Yeah.
And then there's a blonde girl, Monica. There's Steve. And then there's the woman being wheeled in on a wheelbarrow that is... not in good shape.
No. Now, she's a bigger lady, older.
Mm-hmm.
She's in just like a slip nightgown type thing. She's been bit. Clearly, she's going to die.
Yes.
Like, she just, in the time that she's there, just gets worse and worse. Anna, of course, jumps in.
Yeah.
And... Miss Nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Frank, Nicole's dad, had been bit.
Yep.
Tucker, he's got a bad ankle, but he says his ankle is not from
a bite.
It's not from a bite.
He, like, fucked it up.
Anna, I guess She doesn't talk about her theory till after.
No.
Jumps up. So she's taking care of the woman. She's like, this is so weird. She doesn't have a fever, but
she clearly
has an infection and there's no sign of fever. Well, she passes away. Now, this is one of those things where in the background, you see her get up, books it at Anna. And Anna, like, crazy instinct, grabs a fire poker and stabs her in the face.
Yes. And the actor was a dude.
Yeah.
For this.
Mm-hmm. Which is funny because I did zero research.
Yeah.
These are just things that I've known.
That we know
from watching it.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch. Yeah. So they had a man in like a woman's suit, essentially,
mm-hmm.
because they couldn't find a female actor that was bigger, that age, that could move that quickly.
Yeah.
Because he's hauling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just movement-wise, I imagine it's way safer, too, to have...
Yes.
Have a guy in a fat suit as opposed to a bigger woman to do that.
Yes.
Well, this is when Anna... tells them her theory.
Yeah.
That it's from the bites.
Mm-hmm.
You get an infection, die fairly quickly. So then they're like, okay, well, who's bit? Frank's bit. And they kind of get in an argument about it because she's like, okay, just go kill him. Is this what you're going to do?
Yeah.
Like, you're just going to walk in there and kill him when he's still, like...
With his daughter. Mm-hmm.
This part is so sad. Because Nicole's basically saying bye to her dad.
Yeah.
And he's like, she's lost her whole family.
Mm-hmm.
Frank tells him that. Mom, her two brothers, I think, and then maybe somebody else.
Yeah.
Just in the course of a day. And now she finds out that her dad is infected.
Yeah.
At this point, Andre visits Luda. She's like in a... it's called Carousel or something.
Yeah.
It's like a baby clothing store.
Yeah.
Baby shop. And he knows.
Yeah.
Like, she's infected.
Like shit.
Mm-hmm. And she slowly gets, like, sicker and sicker looking through the course of it, too. Like, her color starts to leave her face.
Yeah.
She starts just looking...
Sick.
Sickly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ken's the one that... is gonna watch over Frank.
Yep.
So Anna and Frank say they're, or not Anna.
Nicole.
Nicole. Nicole says her goodbyes, leaves. Frank is just sitting there. They shut the gate on him in the store. And then Ken stands guard, essentially. Yeah.
And it's really sad, too, because... Frank, before he turns, he's just like, you just want every last second.
Yeah.
And then he dies.
It's so sad.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you noticed this, but he looks very similar to the actor in... It's not the same actor in the original Dawn of the Dead.
Yes. He does. Oh, my God. That's cool.
I think I looked it up at one point to see. I'm like, is that the same actor? But there's too much time difference. There's 20, 30 years. Yeah. Now, this is where my obsession with Richard Cheese happened, because this is the montage.
Ooh, yes.
So, Richard Cheese is a musical artist who takes random songs and puts them in, like, a jazzy kind of, like, 50s.
Like, cocktail music.
Cocktail music. So, hearing his rendition of Down With a Sickness...
It's great.
...fucking hilarious. Now, he has a ton of songs. I don't know if you've ever looked him up. But when we were camping, I don't think it was this past summer. I think it was the summer before. We introduced our friend Ryan into him. And Ryan was laughing so hard, he was, like, crying.
Yeah.
He does a cover of WAP.
And he's this like, is amazing. I didn't know that.
This song is, it makes the song even worse.
It does, because you can understand everything. And it's very clear.
Yeah. The lyrics are very clear.
That's fun.
And, but yeah, so we listened to probably 20 of his songs, mm-hmm. and we're just cracking up. But yeah, they do
montage time.
Richard Cheese montage of people just like fucking off in the mall.
Some of them literally.
Some of them literally.
Steve and Monica hook up.
Yeah.
A lot.
But, like, people trying on fur coats.
And mm-hmm. Monica's beautiful. Like, I have who played her, but she's beautiful. Kim Poirier, I think. She was in American Psycho 2 and Paradise Falls.
She's super pretty.
She's so pretty.
But, like, there's her, like, putting on lingerie, and then one of the guys, whose name I don't know.
He's the guy that played the church organ at the church, or the organ at the church.
I thought that was Tucker.
In the movie, is it? Tucker is the guy with the baseball hat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The guy that plays the organ is the guy in the white shirt trying on heels.
Because at one point, yeah, when they overthrow CJ and Bart, he like confesses to him that he's
gay.
That he's gay.
Yeah. And CJ is just like, oh my God, I don't want to hear this.
I'm sure it was Tucker, because they're like, when they have to like say a prayer, he's like, I don't know, I just play the organ.
You continue.
Okay. Now is this like a challenge? I don't know who the actor is. Okay. So they do a montage of just time passing.
I was right.
You were right?
Yep. That's Tucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tucker's not the one trying on heels.
No, I know.
I thought Tucker was the one that plays the church organ.
Mm-mm.
What's Tucker do then? Does he ever say?
I don't think so.
He's just there. We didn't mention this. So they all went to a church, and that's how this whole group of people yes. met. Now, Norma, is that her name?
Glenn.
Okay.
Yes.
The truck driver stopped to pick everybody up from the church. So there was people that were part of the church there, and then other people who just heard on the radio that that was like a safe point. So that's how they all get
yes.
together. Then they go to Fort Pastor, realize it's not...
It's fucked.
It's fucked. And then they turn around and they just happen to see the mall and think, okay, this would be a good place to hide out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people would think that.
I feel like a lot of people. But maybe
it happens so fast that nobody gets there.
Yeah.
Everybody's
I mean...
dead.
Yeah. Because it happens within hours. It's like 8 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Overnight.
Yeah. It's not like in Fear the Walking Dead where it was just kind of like slow, like shit... just started.
But it's different though, because in Fear the Walking Dead, they're slow zombies.
Yeah, that's true.
And when you're bit, you can, well, I mean,
depending where you're bit.
Yeah. And also when anyone dies, they turn into
yeah.
a zombie.
Mm-hmm, that's so true.
So it's a little bit different. And that's over. That's still over the course of a few days.
Yeah.
Because the son, the drug addict son, sees it happen and then is like, whoa. And then days go by
yeah.
before anything else. Okay, so they have a fun game with Andy because he's like an amazing shot. They look for people that look like celebrities in the thousands of zombies that are in between the two buildings,
mm-hmm.
and they'll hold up a sign that says Burt Reynolds.
Yes.
And Andy with a scope looks around and finds the one that looks yeah. like Burt Reynolds and shoots him.
Tell him Rosie O'Donnell. That's too easy.
And yeah, and they're all up on the roof with binoculars. Mm-hmm. That's their fun.
And thing. Anna is just like, you guys had rough childhoods, didn't you? And that's when Steve comes over and was just like, I give you permission that if that ever happens to me, that you blow my fucking head off.
If I ever turn into one of those things.
Yeah.
And she just straight faces like, oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You don't even have to ask me. I'm going to do it. Now... Luda has just been missing.
She's been missing for probably days. How long do you think
And I don't think we even mentioned she's very big and pregnant.
She's very big and pregnant.
Like, baby anytime.
Yes.
So when they hear the news that there is no more fort to go to, the military's not coming for them, she gets a little freaky.
Yeah.
But when you watch the footage on the news of all the survivors going into the fort, you see some fucked up people.
You see some very fucked up people. And I don't think that they made the connection that, like, bites and scratches and stuff.
Yeah. So nobody's checked on her.
Mm-hmm.
While they're at dinner, the power goes out. And they're just having kind of like a conversation. This makes me feel a little sad for Michael, because it's like, what was your worst, or what job were you worst at? And he said being a husband. And then that kind of got serious, you know?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, well, what job were you best at? And he goes, being a dad.
Yeah. And I love it when Monica is just like, well, that's not a job. And Tucker is just like, yeah, it is.
I like Tucker and Monica because they're not really, they're just supporting characters.
Yeah.
But they still, like, have a lot of personality.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody seems to be doing well. You know, like, they're making the best of it.
Yeah.
The power goes out, and they kind of decide, like, who's... We need to check on Luda.
Mm-hmm.
And Andre, because nobody had seen them. Now, Luda is in labor. And it was horrifying
the first time
yes. I saw this.
Jeff covered his eyes.
Oh, my God. I think I covered my eyes the first time I saw it, too.
It's like, icky.
Mm-hmm. It's so icky. So she's under, like, this, like, they have, like, cold blue flashlights. Like.
Yeah.
Like cool bulbs.
Yeah.
So he's got a couple flashlights down there. Or, like, they're like the battery
lantern, yes.
battery pack lantern thing.
Yeah.
So he's got a couple of those. She's tied down.
Yeah.
She looks like she's going to die at any moment. And she's in labor.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, Andre's lost his mind. So he's sitting next to her like, okay, just remember your breathing exercises. And she's like.
Well, and Anna beforehand was just like, hey, like, I really want to check on Luda. Like, how is she doing? And Andre's just like, no, she's fine.
She's fine. She's not fine.
She's not fine.
Not at all.
Ugh.
Now, Norma is her name.
Norma. Right? Mm-hmm.
Anna says, like, oh, I'm going to go check on them, you know, because the power's out. And they kind of have, like, a little back and forth. And Norma says she's going to go. So she...
If it would have been Anna, Anna would have shot everybody.
Oh, Anna would have shot everyone.
Anna would have shot everybody immediately. Nope.
But Norma doesn't. Mm-hmm. She walks. She's having a smoke. She's... Which, this is a question I had, too. So... Where in the mall would you buy cigarettes from?
Maybe they have vending machine cigarettes. Is that was that a thing in the 2000s? I don't remember.
No,
I don't think it was.
I don't think so.
They might have had a cigar shop.
Well, wait, no. Early 2000s. Yeah, they could have had a cigar shop, mm-hmm. and they would have had...
Like a smoking room and stuff.
Cigarettes
yep.
there. So, yeah, cigar shop's a good guess. Early 2000s, I remember at the Shaft, they had a cigarette machine. Packs of cigarettes were $7, which was a lot for the time, but also the convenience.
The convenience of them being right there.
And because I remember asking for $7 in quarters.
Yeah.
To put.
Okay.
To use the cigarette machine. Now, in a mall, I don't ever remember seeing them in
okay.
the mall. But I'm sure.
That mall's.
No, they did. In the Adrian Mall, there was a cigarette machine by the row by Penny's. There was like a row of individual pay phones.
I remember that. Oh,
and
my
there
God.
There was a cigarette vending machine there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Wow.
I know.
I haven't thought of that in a long time.
Boom. Luda has turned at this point.
She's turned.
Yeah.
And she's... snapping at him. He has a belt that's basically like, I think he had that ready for her to go into labor anyway.
I think so.
Just to bite on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a belt, and then there's something wrapped around it, fabric or something that's taped on. So he kind of, like, wrestles that into her mouth so that she can't bite him.
And his perfect little family.
Ugh. Well, doesn't he say that?
He, like, says that.
You want to break up my family?
Yeah.
So Norma walks in on this, just having a smoke. She immediately, like, pulls out a revolver, and he pulls a gun on her.
Yeah.
She has the baby.
He's
holding the baby.
Yes.
So she turns. Now, her belly is still, like,
moving. Gurgly.
Gurgly. The baby comes out of her.
Uh-huh.
And he has the baby, like, wrapped
swaddled
in a little pink blanket.
Mm-hmm.
It's a girl.
Yay.
Well, of course.
Norma fucking shoots Luda. It's like, what the fuck?
Immediately shoots her. And then Andre pulls a gun, and they're, like, they each shoot each other a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Norma dies.
Yeah.
But
if it had just been one, like, in the shoulder, I think she probably would have lived. But it's, like, none of them were directly in her abdomen, but they're, like,
point-blank shooting at each other.
Yeah.
Like, from me to you.
Yes.
Shooting. So.
Yeah.
Everyone hears the gunshots and goes running down there to see what happens.
Uh-huh.
They see Luda dead in the bed.
Clearly a zombie.
Clearly a zombie. Andre and Norma both dead.
Mm-hmm. And Norma is dying.
Well, she's dying.
And manages to get out. He fucking shot me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then they see the baby.
Would this have happened? I suppose.
I mean, it's different for everybody, because in both The Last of Us and in the Dixon, like the Daryl show,
yeah,
is what I call it, women that were...
The baby's a zombie. The baby's a zombie baby.
In
Dawn of the Dead.
In this zombie baby. But in both Dixon and The Last of Us, if a pregnant mom is bit and they have the baby is, like, immune.
Yes. I think that would be what would happen. I don't think it would be full-on zombie.
I don't know. Because she, however, in Dixon, I think she's bit and then has the baby before she dies.
Yeah.
Where in this, Luda dies.
Luda dies.
And is a zombie.
Yeah.
And then gives birth to a zombie baby. So the baby must have died too.
Yeah.
The baby might have been dead before that.
Zombie baby before that?
Well, I mean, the baby might have died.
Oh, stillborn?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
I don't know.
But yeah, I like the way they did it in The Last of Us, but I'm also a huge Ashley Johnson fan, so...
Yes.
She's great.
But Dixon's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
He's traveling with a child who's immune.
Oh, so it's like a ripoff of The Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So Daryl winds up... It's actually
We'll talk about it after.
Okay.
We'll talk about it after.
They're very similar, though.
I hate it.
I love it.
I mean, I'm sure it's great.
I'd watch that storyline with 10 different actors.
That's true.
I'll tell you about it. Are you writing it down?
I'm writing it down so I remember.
So that we can talk about it afterwards?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now, CJ and Bart are going to show Mike and Ken where the generator is.
Yeah, because the power is still out.
Because the power is still out. So... I feel like the power would have went out sooner,
mm-hmm.
like the power grid failing.
That's...
This is another apocalyptic flaw, because if the power grid goes down, or if there's no one to take care of the nuclear power plants.
Yeah.
They, yeah.
Yeah. very quickly too. Like
the power plants would explode, the world would go into like nuclear winter and we'd all die anyway.
That's what happens in World War Z, isn't it? Like the book. Like, don't they go into, like... I think like, so. Yeah.
Well, no. People just all go north thinking that they can escape the zombies in the cold, but people aren't prepared for cold weather living.
Yeah.
And all die.
Okay.
And eat each other and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're on track today.
You know, we do this with every zombie one, though.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's relate it to every other zombie show we've ever watched.
Right.
Because they're all different.
They're all different.
Little different. Like, this is fast zombies. And they're zombies. They're not infected with a virus.
Yeah.
Anyway, what?
One of my friends says that they're zombies and, like, dies on that hill. And I'm like, they're not fucking zombies in 28 Days Later.
No, they're infected.
They're infected.
Because they eventually starve to death.
Yeah.
Like, they're people that are infected with a disease. And then they either kill themselves by attacking people and just wear themselves out, but they still die.
Yeah.
They don't have to be shot in the head.
No.
Like a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. While they're down there, they're in the parking garage and it's super scary and spooky.
It is spooky.
And you see something like running, darting around. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, great. Well, it's a dog. Did you write down the actor dog's name?
Chips. No, I didn't.
I used to call Gibbs Chips when he was a puppy. When I would call him. Chips. That was his little nickname.
I didn't write down the actor puppy.
Okay, well, they find a dog, Chips, which they just name it that, right? It wasn't wearing a collar or anything.
I think so.
While they're there, this is also something that I've never seen in a zombie movie that was super cool. They're what?
Played by Blue.
Blue?
Mm-hmm.
Blue's a generic name.
It's B-L-U.
Oh, they made it fancy by spelling it weird. Not, okay.
Mm-hmm.
There is a zombie who has no legs and is like monkey barring it across the ceiling and drops on to Bart. What are you doing?
I'm looking to see what other movies Blue has been in.
Has Blue been in other movies? I feel like...
Sideways. Anyway, sorry.
Have you seen that? There's a website that has like all the dog and maybe it's cats.
It's cats.
Cat actors.
Mm-hmm.
I thought dog actors were on it too.
Maybe.
Anyway, it's cool. It's fun to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, so Bart gets attacked. They go into like a locked area.
I love it when Bart gets attacked.
Me too.
I don't like him.
I didn't either.
Mm-hmm.
Now they go into like this locked area that has fuel tanks.
Yeah.
And they manage to set a bunch of the zombies on fire. Why do I have this?
What?
Oh, we just like jumped. So I, like, got all into that part, but it was actually, they go to the generator first, and then that's when Luda dies. We just, like, skipped.
Oh, you know.
We just jumped ahead a little bit.
That's okay.
Anyway, yeah, because they go down, and that group of people goes to the generators.
And then the other yes.
group goes, okay.
You could have just said, well, Luda's... Well, Anna and that group is there, so-and-so. It's fine.
True. I just did a little bit of a jump because I got so into the Luda
scene. Oh, because it's so disgusting. Gross.
Yeah. Now, they decide to make a plan. This is the plan that they come up with after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to take the mall buses
mm-hmm.
that they have, and they are going to armor them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they are going to drive them through town to the marina and get on Steve's boat and sail to an island.
Yes. So they're just, like, Anna is just like, I don't want to die here.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael is like, well, why don't we do this? And Steve is there, like, making an espresso or something. And it's just like, yeah, why don't we just do that and get on my fucking yacht and just sail away into the sunset? And Michael's just like, that's not a bad idea.
That's actually something we can do. And Steve
says, I was fucking kidding. That sounds like a terrible idea.
And, yeah, CJ is in on it, too.
Yeah.
They're all like, okay, this is the new plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now they do, like, another montage where they're fixing up the shuttle buses.
Nicole spray painting teeth on the front. Helpful.
Yeah, very helpful. So they have a plow and two buses.
She's fucking useless. I like her, but she's fucking useless.
She does cause some drama.
She causes all of the drama. Ugh.
Yes. Now, while they're fixing up the shuttles, they are also making a plan to save Andy.
Yeah.
He's out of food.
Yeah.
He's getting thinner and thinner every day.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that he's not going to last long. Now, their plan is to take Chips,
mm-hmm.
lower him over the wall of the mall.
Yeah.
And then Andy's going to whistle for him.
Mm-hmm.
And Chips is all packed up. He's got a little doggy backpack, and it's all full of food. And I'm
because these water. Zombies don't eat animals.
Yeah, they don't care about the animals.
Mm-mm.
Now, he has, like, a dog door in his...
It's weird. Yeah, like, it's a weird, like, slide-up door.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I don't know what that even would be for. Some kind of, like, loading door?
Yeah.
Anyway, they send Chips. Everything's going fine. They have a walkie-talkie in the bag so that they can talk to Andy once he gets the food. Now, Chips gets in, but so do a couple zombies.
Wasn't fast enough.
Now
they should have told him, like, be prepared to shoot because there might be some that get in. Like, why wasn't this?
He would have been prepared anyway. What he should have done, because this is real life,
been on the roof.
He should have had some kind of barricade so that he could get the dog through the door, and then if the door didn't shut or something,
yeah,
he had an area to, like, escape to.
Yes.
But he didn't. He's on the radio saying, I'm okay, I'm fine, blah, 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 on the walkie-talkie. And then he says something like, man, those suckers bite hard.
And I feel like the people in the mall, knowing that the bites transfer the...
Would have told him
on the whiteboard. Like, hey... Don't get bit.
Information that definitely should have been
because
shared.
I'm sure his guard was down a little bit if he thought that, like, biting didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, I got bit, but I'm fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just questionable.
He should have known.
Yeah.
Now, Nicole freaks out over Chips. Goes down, gets one of the trucks, the plow truck.
I immediately looked at Cooper and I was just like, sorry, bud. I love you. I would try to get you out if we could get over there, but I'm not.
Well, she does.
It would be group effort.
She does it immediately, too.
Now, snap decision, Nicole.
They could have. They probably would have had to stop over there anyway to get guns and ammunition.
Yeah.
So, Chips would have been cool hanging out there until they could get over and get some weapons.
He would have been fine.
Yeah. And this whole, like, plan to save Andy, like, they get him food, or, you know, send him food, but they could have driven one of the mall buses over there. He could have jumped off of his roof or lowered himself down into the top, into, like, the escape hatch in the bus.
Yes.
But none of this happens, and Andy dies. Unfortunately. Now, Andy, this movie just blows my mind still. I love it. You see Andy up on the roof after he's bit.
And they're like, oh my God, there's Andy.
Like, oh, he's okay, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Well, he holds up the whiteboard, and it's just smeared with blood.
It's all blood.
So they decide it's time to go. Well, I mean,
Nicole is there with Chips.
Yes.
Now in the gun shop with zombie Andy.
with Zombie Andy. So she is locked in a bathroom or like yeah. a side room.
Yeah.
With Chips. Now it's like, okay, it's go time. They didn't have.
They just weren't prepared to do this right now.
No, because those vans should have been loaded up with like every scrap of food they had.
Yes.
They should have been like ready, more prepared to go. Now, they set Steve is guarding the door.
Which is a terrible idea also.
Terrible idea. Because they're going to go through the sewer.
Yeah.
To get to.
Yeah.
Which, why didn't they do that in the first place?
I love this movie so
Andy,
much.
Why don't you shoot your way to the manhole and jump down there and we'll catch you on the other side?
Yes.
We'll be ready to shoot.
Yeah.
Too.
Because if you could get the manhole over.
Those things weigh 80 pounds.
Yes.
Too, and they're sliding them around like they're nothing.
Yeah. That's in a lot of movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're either so heavy that they can't get out or they're just like. Feather light
yeah
and they can just slide them around
mm-hmm.
Anyway that's how the Ninja Turtles had such big arms.
They did too. They were built
so they go through the sewer and then they pop out, then they climb through the truck to get into the gun shop. Unfortunately Andy is terrifying mm-hmm. at this point.
Yeah.
One of their little distractions to escape is CJ shoots a propane tank. I don't think that would happen.
That doesn't happen. We've talked about this before.
Yeah. As Tucker is jumping down into the sewer, he hurts his ankle.
Yeah.
Ankles again. Now,
this is wonderful.
CJ hands him two guns. Because when they're in the gun shop, they grab ammo.
They grab everything they can.
Get mm-hmm. what they need before they make their way back across.
Yeah.
Now, CJ hands Tucker two guns and is dragging him.
Yeah.
While Tucker yeah. shoots. Pretty clever. What I want to know, too, is so the zombies that are falling into the manhole.
Why don't they break their legs?
Because they're not bracing themselves at all.
No.
They're not jumping. They're
no.
just essentially falling in the hole.
Yeah.
Like.
It would just be a pile of zombies.
It would. It would mm-hmm. be a pile of zombies. Until the pile got high enough that the ones falling in weren't going to hurt themselves.
Yeah.
But like. I mean, I have one leg right now. And I know that.
Yeah.
I have one functional foot. And that was just from tripping. So
yeah.
there'd be. We've talked about this before. Anytime a zombie trips or stumbles or is
they
would
still
hurt their feet, so there'd be way more crawling zombies
yes.
than walking zombies.
Yes. Oh, and that's more terrifying to me.
That's kind of worse.
Mm.
Now,
I also thought this too. Why don't any of them have knives or swords or baseball bats? Why do they all have guns? I know that it's a quick fix. But it's also loud.
Yes. And you see a lot of diversity in Walking Dead.
Yes.
People kind of have their weapon that they mm-hmm. like and they kind of stick with it.
Yeah.
Well, even Jim in 28 Days Later just has a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Like.
Because it's a little silent anyway, you know.
Yeah. I feel like the gunshots draw in more
yeah.
of them. Maybe they, I don't know. Whatever.
It's fine.
So anyway, CJ's pulling Tucker as Tucker's getting bit. He says, shoot me.
Yeah. Because Tucker finally, like, CJ can't drag him
yeah.
forever, you
yeah.
know.
And he knows it.
Yeah.
Now they get to the door. Of course, Steve isn't there to open the door.
If Steve would have just been there, they would have been fine.
Mm-hmm.
They would have been fine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So Steve. Now, Anna opens the door, but zombies were chasing them. There was no way.
Yeah.
Which the zombies are coming up the stairs, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the zombies can get upstairs?
I think so.
Some zombies can't go upstairs, though.
What zombies can't go upstairs?
All the slow zombies.
Oh, yeah. Did you like the look on my face? Like
the thinking look?
Oh yeah.
So really, I always thought this about Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
they could have went up to the upstairs of the house, just knocked out a few of the steps, and they would have been fine.
Why didn't I think of this?
They could have just axed like three of the stairs so that they could still hop across if they wanted to.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah. That just, it was like a light bulb.
No, okay. Now I'm like flustered. Now, but yeah, like they are going up the stairs.
Very quickly.
In Walking Dead, they can't climb upstairs. Mm-hmm. Actually, though, in like the newer ones, because we're watching the, oh, never mind.
Yeah, we'll talk after.
We'll talk after. Mm-hmm. Now they're going right now. So they jump in the vans. They're completely unprepared. They are mobbed outside. It's like driving through,
it's terrible.
A festival. There's like billions of zombies all over the place.
It's like
place.
Driving through a Taylor Swift concert.
Yep. Now they're mobbed. They have it set up. So there's like down the side of the bus, there's an opening so that they can stick a chainsaw out of it.
Yeah.
And saw the zombies off of the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So they have, and there's like razor wire on the top.
Yeah.
To like prevent them.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
But they didn't have time to pack proper food or anything.
No, they like, just jump in and they're on their way. I feel like they should have been at least loaded up with some things as like a prepping.
Yeah.
Like backpacks with batteries and flashlights, yep, or food or whatever, because
they have very minimal food. They should have had bug out bags like ready as soon as the trucks were ready to go.
Exactly.
Like, just in case.
Loaded with some even minimal supplies, just something.
Yeah, but, no. But false security, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, Steve's sawing up the zombies on the outside. CJ shoots another propane tank to kind of clear the way.
Yeah.
Now, this is where it gets not good.
This is chaos because they're driving too fast around corners and stuff, trying to get to the marina. Why you would be using a chainsaw driving that fast, I don't know why. And I have a lot of questions because they're like driving through the streets trying to get there. And there's one zombie on the back. Just shoot him or just wait until you get there.
Yeah, there's one hanging on the back, which...
Okay, fine. You're in the thing. Who cares?
It can't get in.
It can't get in.
So, yeah, it's there. But, yeah, somebody could have shot it.
Somebody could have shot it.
They didn't have to be using a chainsaw in a bus.
And it's Glenn. Glenn, of all people, using a chainsaw. I'm sorry. Whatever.
So he has the chainsaw and chainsaws Monica in half.
Yeah, like through the shoulder. It was super cool watching like the extras on this too.
Yeah.
Which I've watched previous to this. But yeah. They made like a full body cast of her and then had the slice in it and filled it with blood and everything. It was super neat. I love the special effects in this. But yeah.
Because this was 2004. Mm-hmm. So they still were doing some... Like, now it's kind of like everything is...
Everything's CGI.
CG, yeah.
Or CG, yeah.
I guess you'd say CG.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's all computers, but at this time, they were still using, like, some real-life special effects.
Yes.
I mean, they still do in movies, but, like, this... You know.
Yeah. Like, the big crowds, I know, were just duplicates.
Yeah.
Of, like, the same group of, like, 50 or 60.
Yeah.
Scattered. But, yeah.
I mean, it's like that for everything.
It's like that for everything.
Like, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Like, the armies.
Mm-hmm.
That's all just... Yeah.
It's super sad.
So, he chainsaws her, and then the van rolls.
Mm-hmm. Because it's shocking. I mean, she's fucking dead.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Now, oh, and they divide up in two separate vans, but I mean, that's obvious.
Yeah.
Steve is Steve, well, he takes off.
Yeah.
And his bit. Mm-hmm. Which is great.
It's wonderful.
Anna gets to shoot him. But she realizes that he has the boat keys.
Yep.
Which, thinking.
Thinking. But
she goes for the keys, and Michael has to kind of save her because the zombies are all coming. And in this process, you don't see it happen, but he gets bit.
Yeah.
Which is super sad.
Yes.
So they get to the dock.
It is now Ken.
Oh, yeah.
Anna, Michael, Terry, the young security guard, and Nicole. And Chips.
Yes.
I'm counting Chips.
Now, they drive the van into the... Did you say CJ?
Oh, and CJ.
CJ's still there when they get to the dock. So they kind of crash into it. And when they crash, it kind of blocks it.
Yeah.
So they do have some time then to get on the boat or find the boat. Does Steve ever say which boat is his?
I don't think so, but it was probably talked about. Like, it's the first one on the left when you get into the marina.
Okay. Because I feel like he wouldn't want to tell people that for the security. Until they got there. Like, I have to come along. You have to save me because I'm the only one who knows where my boat is.
Yeah. Although I don't think he really, cared if he, lived or, I don't think.
He did seem a little indifferent.
He's like, eh.
Now, once again, CJ shooting propane tanks, he does it. He kind of sacrifices himself.
Yeah. He tells them to go get the boat ready, that he'll be right there.
I'll be right behind you. Well, then he realizes that that's not going to happen. And as the zombies are, he lets the zombies kind of swarm him. And then shoots a massive propane tank and another big explosion. Now, they get on the boat. They're getting ready to go. And Mike says he has to stay.
Yeah. He's like, nope, I'm not going. It's sad.
Yeah. So.
And Anna is just like, no, I can fix you. I can fix you. And Michael's just like, you know you can't.
I know.
Yeah. It's sad.
She's super sad. Because they kind of get together.
They do. And in the editor's cut or the director's cut, you see them hook up in the van.
Oh,
they make out.
Now it's down to Ken, Anna, Nicole, Terry, and Chips. Now they get on the boat, and then it's sort of, they find a video camera.
I was kind of bummed that it was a sailboat and not an actual like yacht typey boat.
Yeah. You know? I thought it was going to be more of a yacht.
Yeah.
But the sailboat, do any of them know how to sail?
Nope. Probably not.
They're just going to drift around or crash.
Sailboats do have a motor.
Not all of them.
Not all of them, but just, some of them do.
That's in Jimmy Buffett got stranded on his boat. It's in one of his books.
Really?
Yeah, because he had this vintage boat that didn't have an engine in it.
Oh.
Yeah, and then he's sailing around and the wind goes away and then he's just stuck.
He's like, oops.
Anyway, where am I? Oh, so then it's just little clips. So you see first Steve on his boat, which...
Yeah, so
Michael pointed out, booby time.
Booby time. So Terry finds a camcorder and is kind of goes through the camcorder and there, it's Terry with ladies on his boat.
No.
It's Steve.
And so then the, it's kind of credits time. There's just little clips.
Yeah.
Of them recording their trip. So then this is just little handheld bits. Now they're out of water, but they're in Lake Michigan.
Just fucking drink the water. Drink the water.
And then at one point too, this is just kind of a flaw in the writing, because Anna at one point says oh yeah, there's islands out in those lakes. And I'm like, it's Milwaukee. You're on Lake Michigan.
Yes.
Like, there are islands, but they're all north. They're all up in, like, the Green Bay area.
Yeah, so there are islands, for those of you not familiar with, like, Michigan, Wisconsin, Great Lake area. We are very familiar because that's where we're from. There are islands in Lake Michigan to the north. Mm-hmm. And then there are islands in Lake Superior, too. Because originally, when I was watching this before I found out that it was Milwaukee, I thought it was, like, Lake Superior, Wisconsin. For some reason, don't ask me why. I was just like, oh, that makes sense.
You just immediately relate it to your own life.
Yes. And I'm like, oh, the Apostle Islands are up there. Like,
I thought, like, if they never said, like, oh, this is Milwaukee,
mm-hmm.
I would have assumed it was the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
That they were...
That would suck. But yeah. They make it look like the ocean, and it's not. Like,
first, they're out of water, so it's like, oh, no, we're on, like, the largest system of fresh water.
Yeah.
And nothing to drink. And then they show food on the boat that's, like, covered with maggots.
Yeah.
Is there no way to fish? Is there not one fishing pole on this boat?
I feel like Steve would have everything, even if he didn't know how to use it. He'd yes. be like one of those guys that would be like, yeah, I have all of this stuff.
So they're showing rotten food that's essentially covered with bait.
Yeah. And there would be boats. I feel like that there would be other boats.
There would be other boats.
Like people that got away.
So it's kind of like
the
decline. It shows the motor of the boat overheating.
Yeah.
Fuel. They run out of gas. And then when they finally do approach an island, it's all covered with zombies. The zombies all come running out.
Yeah.
When they...
Because Chips goes running, barking.
Yeah.
Fucking Chips.
Chips is going to get them all killed. But yeah, they find the island and it's covered with zombies. Now, if you could somehow clear out the zombies from the island...
Mm-hmm.
Like, why don't they just sit on their boat, like, 10 feet away from the dock, and as the zombies come running out, they just shoot them all?
Right.
Because they're safe in their boat.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot them all from the boat.
They can't fucking swim. Do not tell me that they know how to swim, because they don't.
No. But they would be alive underwater.
Ew. Like Pirates of the Caribbean. You remember when they're just all walking
across the bottom of the ocean? So I feel like they could kill a ton of them just by sitting there and luring them out and shooting them.
Yeah.
And if the island is all covered with zombies, once they got rid of them, there would be whatever resources left.
Yes.
Because they're not eating the animals. So if there's animals that they could eat on the island, or houses full of food.
Right.
Or...
And, like, they would have to be careful of drinking the water. Like... Lake Michigan water where the zombies were shot, just for contamination purposes, whether it be a zombie virus or just like dysentery from rotten bodies being in the water. Like, is you know,
how
that's... I don't know. Some I went
contaminated water, don't drink it. Yeah,
I went Oregon Trail for a second, and it's fine.
They get to the island, but guess what? They all die of dysentery,
yellow fever.
Gore.
The three.
Scary.
Like a four?
I would say four. It's pretty scary.
I think this is scary.
Yeah.
I love this movie. It's one of my favorite zombie movies. Like true zombie movies.
And it was just so shocking the first time I saw it.
The original and this one. Like I love them both.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I obviously would recommend it.
Yeah. 100%.
Super good.
All right. Well, that's it. Oh, my God.
This is probably a two-hour episode. I feel like we've been talking for
years. That's okay. fine. This was Dawn of the Dead 2004. If you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatever, follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review. All one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review. And if iTunes and Spotify aren't your jam, listen to us every Friday night on mtrsradio.com at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Goodbye.
Good job. See, I did that fine, but we haven't recorded in like 2 weeks, so the intro, oof.
Oh, well, whatever. Well, I hope everybody has a good night and a good week.
Bye.
Bye.